Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we dive deep into the pulse of AI-driven sales innovation. I'm your host, Tim Cortinovis, and as always, this is my AI-cloned voice. Today, we're not just looking at headlines, we're looking at the turning point in how revenue organizations work. Are you ready? Because this week, the line between AI is an assistant and AI is an operator just snapped. Let's zoom in. All the noise about AI in sales. It's not just about writing better emails, scoring leads, or making the CRM look smarter. Microsoft just rewrote the script. Their new sales agent doesn't just suggest, it acts. It qualifies leads, sends messages, schedules meetings, and updates your systems continuously across both Microsoft and Salesforce environments, and even out to the open web. Meanwhile, Sales Chat pulls together the fragmented universe of sales info into a single place, making what's happening a one-step question. Why does this matter? Because org design itself is changing. The scarcest resource is no longer your SDR's time or even pipeline coverage. It's now the policies and controls you impose on your AI agents. What happens when lead response goes from as fast as your team to machine speed by default? The entire workflow morphs, the signal comes in, the agent acts autonomously, and humans only step in at an inflection point. Think pricing, complex deals, or where nuance is king. Say goodbye to the spreadsheet tally of SDR dials and hello to a revenue engine tuned for reliability and speed. Now let's step into Salesforce's world. They're putting a stake in the ground, launching the agentic enterprise narrative. This isn't a shiny new feature. This is Salesforce saying your pipeline, your nurture programs, your sales plays, these are structured automations now. Work isn't just human-owned. Agents are the infrastructure. Human reps are the brains at the boundary points. And those boundaries, where things get political, strategic, or risky, become even more valuable. So who wins in this new world? It's the operators who know how to encode everything. Structured data, lifecycle governance, and escalation rules. Your tribal process knowledge, that's yesterday's edge. Today, you need a closed-loop system where agents can execute end-to-end workflows, escalate at the right time, and keep your CRM pristine, not polluted. And let's be clear, not everyone comes out ahead. If you're still measuring agent adoption, like rep productivity, you're missing the mark. If your data's dirty, agents just amplify the mess fast. If your marketing, sales, and CS teams each think they own the agent, guess what? The seams are going to split. Agents shine a spotlight right on every process gap, every missing definition, every weak handoff. But how do you know if your organization is ready? Enter Google Cloud. They published KPIs for production AI agents this week. And folks, this is a wake-up call. Reliability, adoption, and business value become the scorecard. Cost per successful task, time to outcome, real metrics that let you compare agents to full-time employees, outsourcing, or traditional automation. No more innovation theater. Now you measure if your AI agents are delivering true capacity or just noise. What does this look like in practice? Set up agent operations dashboards for every workflow, see where agents succeed, where they fail, what gets escalated, iterate them like products, measure, diagnose, adjust, then redeploy. It's not activity that matters, it's outcomes, and the teams who treat agentic workflows with discipline like a finely tuned engine will lap the field. And there's more. Meta stepped in, testing agent-driven shopping flows on Instagram, product discovery and conversion, no longer just clever algorithms, but full-blown autonomous agents guiding buyers through the journey, which means if your product data isn't structured, if your claims aren't clear, if your policy isn't machine legible, You're invisible to this new layer of digital gatekeepers. Demand gen shifts from creative volume to agent-ready clarity. This all points to a new reality on the org chart. Soon, we'll see explicit onus for things like autonomous inbound qualification, outbound follow-up, and renewal risk detection. SDR and AE roles blur. Maybe your SDRs now supervise agents, handle the big exceptions, and tune the playbooks, while AEs take on higher value, later stage work, and so with more pressure to close as the top of funnel gets compressed and standardized by automation. RevOps, you're not just a dashboard or reporting function anymore. You're the systems architect, the owner of lifecycle contracts. If agents can't execute stages cleanly, data is inconsistent, or definitions are fuzzy, the whole autonomous throughput falls apart. So what do I recommend this week? If I were a CRO, I would run a 30-day experiment. Make one inbound qualification flow fully autonomous with a hard governance contract. The agent owns speed to lead qualification scheduling, CRM updates. Humans step in only for escalations. Publish your dashboards, reliability, workflow health, cost per outcome. If agent performance drops, roll it back. But win or lose, you've just built your capacity for autonomous revenue operations and you're ready to take the next leap. Let's leave with this. The winners in this new age of autonomy aren't just the companies with the most AI agents. They're the ones who assign ownership, enforce standards, and design systems so autonomy compounds, not destabilizes. As platforms set the bar for agent performance, your edge is in system design. Clean contracts, tight escalation, and economics rooted in verified outcomes. Thanks for tuning in to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast. If this resonated, share it with your team, subscribe, and get ready. Because the era of governing autonomous throughput is here, and it's moving fast. This is Tim Cortinovis, signing off. Until next time.